Hello, nature bugs. Welcome to another episode of Nature News. Are you looking for an approachable guide to sustainable practices and environmental information? Do you wake up with the drive to make a change but feel disheartened when you try to educate yourself about current environmental topics? Welcome. I'm Maya Lee, and this podcast is my endeavor to create somewhere where we can all come together to encourage each other and learn how to be most impactful with our resources. Welcome to Nature News, where we dive into the wonders of our natural world and the importance of preserving it for generations to come. Today, we'll embark on a journey through park systems, from the expanses of national parks to the serenity of state and municipal parks. Throughout history, parks have served both people and wildlife, set aside for both the enjoyment and the preservation of natural areas. In today's episode, we'll explore the rich tapestry of park systems, from their historical roots to the present-day significance in society. We'll dive into the diverse array of parks around the world, each with its own unique story to tell and its own vital role in preservation and enjoyment. Join us as we uncover the past, present, and future of parks and discover how these cherished landscapes continue to enrich and benefit the communities that surround them. So sit back, relax, and let Nature News be your guide to the world of parks and the profound impact they have on our lives and the planet. Today, we begin with the history of America's first national park, Yellowstone. Yellowstone National Park was established by the United States Congress on March 1, 1872. What led to its formation? Was it solely rooted in the desire to protect the environment, or were there other factors at play? Some of the first documented explorations of Yellowstone were by settlers. They documented the land through artists, geologists, and other scientists. But Yellowstone's story began long before any expedition. Trappers and Native American communities used the area as a passageway for trade, and the unique geological features were recounted through stories. The fourth expedition in 1871, known as the Hayden Expedition, lasted 40 days and aimed to confirm the tales of geothermal wonders whispered through the lands. Included in the expedition was Thomas Moran, an artist tasked to capture Yellowstone's beauty. Moran was a European artist who became a wood carving apprentice at the age of 16. He later established himself as a well-known watercolor painter, who had his paintings published in many magazines. Moran worked on publications for Scribers magazine, which led to his opportunities on the Hayden Expedition. Moran's sketches and paintings during the expedition included the iconic Towers Falls, helping bring the park's wonders to life for those unable to venture into its depths. Towers Falls is a large waterfall located in present-day Wyoming. Moran documented staying at Towers Falls for 3 days to sketch the waterfall in his diary. The location was known by trappers and the previous expeditionists, but the area had not been seen by many others. Moran's painting of Tower Falls from the 1971 expedition captures the sharp mountain peaks that shroud the tall waterfall breaking over the edge and fanning into a misty basin. Moran's painting of Tower Falls and other paintings of his, as well as a collection of photographs from William Henry Jackson, were presented to the United States Congress after the expedition. The information and insight into Yellowstone provided by the Hayden Expedition and Moran's paintings resulted in Congress forming the first ever national park, seemingly with the intention of preserving Yellowstone's beauty for all to experience. Yet, beneath the expedition's surface, lays a tapestry of motivations. The cost of the expedition was paid for in part by Jay Cooke and Company, the owners of the Northern Pacific Railroad. The Northern Pacific Railroad was interested in expansion westward and believed the expedition would bring interest to Yellowstone and draw people westward. And following the Hayden expedition and the formation of the first national park, Yellowstone, attention was drawn westward. The expedition achieved what it set out to do, verified and documented the scenic wonders of Yellowstone, and allowed individuals unable to venture into the park an opportunity to understand what it held within. The attention generated by Yellowstone National Park resulted in a railroad provided by Northern Pacific Railroad, and westward expansion began to accelerate. Yellowstone National Park was the source of much of the interest in the West, and was the main attraction that allowed the Northern Pacific Railroad to grow. The relationship between the national park and its assumed role to protect the environment, and a railway system that would presumably be negative, as forest clearing is often a practice when establishing new railway systems. Not only did the Northern Pacific Railroad benefit from the formation of Yellowstone National Park, it also played a role in funding the expedition that resulted in the formation of the park. After the Civil War, the U.S. focused to turn to expanding culture of the United States. The U.S. lacked what many other countries contained, ancient architecture and literature that amounted to historical culture. In order to obtain this in the U.S., some believe that Congress began to seek out scenic monuments that the country could use to establish its appeal. This first began in New York, with Central Park located in the city where it could be easily accessed. And soon after, Brooklyn was looking to battle the interest of Central Park and the desire to be nearer to a park. This demand for green spaces became more pronounced, and soon a park was a staple in any city. Yellowstone is painted to be the historical stepping stone into the beginning of modern conservation. However, the interests connected to the formation of Yellowstone paints a different picture. The establishment of Yellowstone National Park, the focus was on the beauty of the natural world rather than the importance of environmental preservation. And the urban-style parks developed as a result of Central Park are often an outlet to solve community needs. Ultimately, the preservation of undeveloped land does have a positive environmental impact. But the history of parks showcases that their use and the demand in urban environments for parks is there. We rely on parks and green spaces, which is why we invested in them before we understood the full importance of conservation. Before we continue with how parks and green spaces benefit society and communities, we interrupt you with breaking nature news. Today on Nature News, we discuss a race between animal and robot, and California announces the first new state park in a decade. In the ongoing race between animals and robots, nature continues to hold the upper hand. A recent study compares the locomotive prowess of biological organisms to that of robotic counterparts, revealing a resounding victory for the former. Despite remarkable advancements in engineering, robots still struggle to match efficiency, agility, and adaptability of natural counterparts. Researchers found that while individual robotic subsystems may excel in isolation, the cohesive system-level operation seen in animals remains elusive. From wolf spiders effortlessly navigating complex terrains to cockroaches darting through various surfaces with ease, animals exemplify the ultimate design principles of integration and versatility. This reality serves as a humble reminder of the complexity and sophistication inherent in nature's design. As engineers strive to bridge the gap between robots and animals, the quest for more adaptable and integrated robotic systems gained momentum. Drawing inspiration from the flawless execution of biological models, researchers are reimagining robot designs to emulate the seamless functionality observed in nature. By harnessing lessons taught by the natural world, engineers endeavor to create a robot that not only rivals, but surpasses their animal counterparts in the ultimate race of agility and efficiency. California is set to welcome its first new state park in a decade this summer, with the opening of the Dos Rios in the Central Valley. Spanning 1,600 acres near the Tuolumne and San Joaquin River, this park promises Californians a sanctuary for outdoor recreation amidst the region's almond orchards and dairy pastures. Scheduled to open June 12th, Dos Rios will offer hiking and picnicking opportunities with plans for future amenities including swimming and boating access. The announcement of Dos Rios coincided with Earth Day celebrations, unveiling ambitious targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions on natural lands, emphasizing the state's commitment to combating climate change and achieving carbon neutrality by 2045. The new park reflects California's dedication to conservation and sustainable land management practices, offering residents and visitors alike a scenic escape and a chance to connect with the natural world. And that's all for Breaking Nature News. And now we'll continue with parks and how urban green spaces offer positive outcomes to communities. Community parks are not just patches of greenery scattered throughout urban landscapes. They are vibrant hubs of activity where the pulse of the neighborhood can truly be felt. One of the most remarkable aspects of community parks is their ability to promote both physical and mental well-being amongst residents. First and foremost, community parks offer a sanctuary from the hustle and bustle of city life. Amidst the towering skyscrapers and bustling streets, these green oases provide a serene escape where individuals can reconnect with nature, recharge their spirits, and find solace in the tranquility of their surroundings. Research has shown that spending time in green spaces can have a profound impact on mental health, reducing stress, anxiety, and depression while promoting feelings of calmness and tranquility. But the benefits of community parks extend beyond mental health. These green spaces also serve as a catalyst for physical activity, encouraging residents to get outdoors, get moving, and lead active lifestyles. Whether it's jogging along a tree-lined path, playing a game of soccer on a well-maintained field, or simply taking a leisurely stroll with family and friends, community parks provide endless opportunity for exercise and recreation. Community parks also play a crucial role in fostering social connections and building cohesive communities. They serve as gathering places where people from all walks of life can come together, forging bonds and friendships that transcend culture, socioeconomics, and generational divides. From concerts to festivals and community events, parks serve as the backdrop for shared experiences and collective collaborations, strengthening the fabric of society and instilling a sense of belonging amongst residents in a community. In addition to promoting individual health and well-being, community parks also contribute to the overall health of the community. By providing access to green spaces and recreational facilities, parks help combat sedentary lifestyles and promote healthier habits among community members, ultimately reducing the burden of chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. In essence, parks have always been about conserving wild spaces for communities to enjoy and benefit from, and haven't always necessarily been about ecological preservation. From economic development and cultural foundations to mental, physical, and community health. Parks are just as much about benefiting the communities that they reside in as they are about preserving an area of undeveloped land. Parks connect us to nature and each other. From towering peaks of national parks to the quaint corners of community parks, each pocket of greenery holds within it a treasure trove of benefits for both individuals and society as a whole. They serve as sanctuaries for wildlife, playgrounds for recreation, classrooms for education, and stages for community engagement. But perhaps most importantly, parks remind us of our interconnectedness with the natural world and with each other. They are living, breathing testaments to the power of conservation, stewardship, and collective action. In a world grappling with environmental challenges and social divides, parks stand as a beacon of hope, reminding us of the beauty and resilience of the planet and our communities. As this episode comes to a close, let me remind you of the lessons we've learned exploring the park systems. Recognizing the community need for green spaces is important in understanding the history of parks. Let's remember to cherish and protect these precious landscapes for future generations, ensuring that they continue to enrich and benefit our communities long into the future. And let us never forget the profound impact that parks have on our lives and our planet, inspiring us to forge a brighter, greener, and more inclusive future for all. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the world of parks. I hope you found today's episode interesting and helpful. If you did, consider leaving a like and sharing with a friend, family member, or colleague who you believe might be interested in wildlife conservation. And don't forget to follow Nature News so that you never miss your weekly episode and stay in the loop of environmental conservation. Your support means the world to me. See you next week. And remember, every small step towards sustainability counts. Catch you on the flip side.